This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. State Department says the current talks on returning to the international Iran nuclear deal are complex, but there is hope. At a news conference, State Department spokesman Ned Price says the hardest issues are the ones that remain, but he thinks a return to compliance is possible.
There will need to be decisions made in places like Tehran and Moscow, and if that political will is there, if that seriousness of purpose is there, we remain confident that we can achieve a mutual return to compliance in fairly short order.
The EU said earlier Friday that the talks it is chairing on the revival of the 2015 Iran nuclear accord must be paused days after fresh demands from Russia complicated negotiations. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell tweeted a pause in the Vienna talks is needed due to external factors. He added a final text is essentially ready and on the table. The current round of negotiations started in late November between Britain, China, France, Germany, Iran, and Russia, with the U.S. taking part indirectly. The aim was to revive the 2015 Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, which began unraveling when former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018. Last week, Russia said it was demanding guarantees that the Western sanctions imposed on its economy following its invasion of Ukraine would not affect its trade with Iran. As with the original Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action in 2015, Moscow had been expected to play a role in the implementation of any fresh deal, for example, by receiving shipments of enriched uranium from Iran. For more on this story, you can visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday imposed sanctions on Russian billionaire Viktor Vekselberg, three family members of President Vladimir Putin's spokesperson, and lawmakers in the latest punishment for Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. Russia has been hit by a slew of measures since launching its February 24th invasion. It was the biggest attack on a European state since 1945, which Moscow says is a special operation to disarm its neighbor and dislodge leaders it calls neo-Nazis. Those hit by Friday's sanctions include 10 people on the board of VTB Bank, the second largest lender in Russia, and 12 members of the Duma, Russia's lower house of parliament. This according to the U.S. Treasury Department in a statement on Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden announced Friday that the United States, the European Union, and the group of seven nations will suspend normal trade relations with Russia in response to that invasion of Ukraine. Revoking Russia's most favored nation trade status allows the United States and its allies to begin the process of raising tariffs on many Russian goods, further weakening Russia's economy, which the International Monetary Fund predicts will slide into a deep recession this year. Each country must change Russia's trading status in accordance with its own national procedures, according to U.S. officials. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris on Friday reaffirmed the U.S. commitment to its Eastern European NATO allies in the face of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Speaking alongside Romanian President Klaus Iohannis following talks in Bucharest, Harris said the U.S. commitment to Article 5 of the NATO Charter is ironclad. Article 5 stipulates that an attack against one NATO member is an attack against all. Left-leaning former student leader Gabriel Boric was sworn in as Chile's new president on Friday. He's vowing to oversee a political and economic renovation of a nation shaken by repeated massive protests over inequality in recent years, despite a relatively vibrant economy. At 36, Boric is the youngest president in the history of the South American nation. He was only 4 years old when democracy returned to Chile following a 17-year military dictatorship. He has vowed that his government will attack poverty and inequality. And India on Friday confirmed an accidental firing of a missile into rival Pakistan, calling it deeply regrettable. The confirmation comes more than a day after the Pakistani military said an Indian unarmed supersonic missile had struck its territory Wednesday evening, damaging civilian property but causing no casualties. An official statement from India explained Friday that in the course of a routine maintenance, a technical malfunction led to the accidental firing of a missile. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.